solo a quelli che ci metti.
Provvedi o due.
The short form. Jesus proposed another parable to the crowds, saying, the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The same does also. Householder came to him and said, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from? He answered, an enemy has done this. His slaves said to him, do you want us to go and pull them out? He replied, no, if you pull out the weeds, you might uproot the weeds among them, that they grow together into harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in the bundles for burning, but gather the weeds into the barn. Gospel of the Lord.
All the parables, it's very meaningful. And, in the Revelation, the book of Revelation, we talk about the fights. Satan with a virgin Mary. He's fighting to fight against her. So all these wits are the seed sown into our soul. We can say it's natural. Jesus sowed good seeds in us, but there are also bad seeds within us. It's more important is that you know there is some evil spirit in us. It's important to keep our faith strong. So that's why we are asked to always pray fervently with open hearts. Always pray. Say the rosaries. And this means that we can let the evil spirit be far away. They are always there. Until the moment we died, the evil spirit is still surrounding us. And that's why Jesus is telling Sister Faustina, tell the people, express before the dying person, say the chaplet of divine mercy. Trust in God's mercy. The evil spirit is always tempting us not to trust the Lord. Not to believe His love. You're gone. So all the times, all these disturbances in us, it's come from the Holy Spirit, not from the evil spirit. The Holy Spirit is peace, joy. When there's no joy, there's no peace, because there's the weeds in us. But don't be afraid. Jesus already told us also before that. We have to carry our cross. And as a matter of fact, sometimes we complain the crosses upon us. You know, all the crosses, we are sharing part of the suffering of Jesus for the salvation of the world. Whatever you do, whatever you suffer, is together with Christ, you offer it for the salvation of souls. So you participate in the salvation history. You are part of Jesus. You are part of the life of Jesus. Jesus never left us alone. That's why you have the choice. You remember when Jesus was dying on the cross, there were two robbers by the side, one left and one left, right. And the left said, "If you are Christ, bring us down to the cross, and then we believe you." And the other said, "Friend, this is a judgment we deserved." Then he asked Jesus, "Remember me when you go to paradise." What Jesus told him, "Tonight you will be with me in paradise." This fellow for 30 years or more committed mortal sins, robbers, usually killing and stealing, with no conscience. At the end, it's a contrite heart. "We deserved." That means he said, "I am a sinner." On this, save his soul. Immediately, he's the first one to go to heaven. Never wait. Jesus gave us time. Don't take this without first. Let them grow. In a certain sense, Jesus allows us the time for conversion. Metanoia, change of heart. I don't know whether I have shared with you an experience of a friend in Vancouver. He was very rich, but his family life is disaster. One day he received a message from Medjugorje. The message says, "I come to you for the last time." But this word, "last time," he changed himself. He made his contrition. Then he changed his life, sold all his business, and built a new retreat house in Medjugorje for all the priests and religious and sisters. Why? Before, he was Catholic, but he was, you know, just a born Catholic. He never believed anything. All his children, he married three times, all his children, he told them, "Our God is our money. Don't worry, I can support you everything." You know, one of his boys become a drug addict. Another one is alcoholic. Another girl married three, four times. What if he told them, "Father, what about you?" So he stopped, keep quiet. But then this, the last time, so it's really, it's the light in his soul. He went to Medjugorje for a pilgrimage. There he really converted under the foot of Heavenly Mother. He changed completely. Life is like that. We can have all the bad things in our past life. That's not important. Important is now, this moment. You say yes to Lord. Start again. Even we are good, don't be proud. Until the time of your death, you have to be careful. The devil, evil spirit is all surrounding us. Just tear us away from the Lord. That's their job. That's their vocation. But we are all called one by one by names. We are called to Jesus. So don't forget your beloved one of Jesus. He gave us sufficient grace to overcome all the problems, difficulties. Stay with Jesus. Don't go away. If you have a long time no confession, make a good confession. Reconcile with Jesus, with the church. That's important. All the sacraments are for sanctification. Make use of it. It's not the priest who leads in your confession. Jesus himself. Just the same way in the Holy Mass. It's Jesus himself sacrificed on the altar. you just share your love with him. That's all. No matter what the priest is doing, that's very secondary. Our judgment is very human at times. But it's not important. It's important. The Holy Spirit is there. He can work through all things. I like one of the phrases from the today, the Holy Communion antiphon from Revelation. That's what the word of Jesus says. Eh? Behold, I stand at the door and knock, says the Lord. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door to me, I will enter his house and dine with him and he with me. So no matter what we are, open the door. Let Jesus in. He is waiting. He loves you more than you love yourself. He loves your beloved ones more than you love them. We are all beloved. Jesus, God is divine. He's pure love. We think with our human mind. We thought, Jesus, why this thing and why that thing? Jesus is simple, very simple. True love is simplicity. If you think too much things already, you don't love enough. Just like a mother. Let love a child. Don't think anything. What about the future? What about me? He will do it for me? Never. Just give. Give and give. You too. Stay with Jesus. Be humble. Be simple. And this is our calling. So that we can live. Let the evil spirit. If you live more, one more love, one evil less. If you allow yourself this way, you know, at the Last Supper, Judas was wearing, there was no time, no clock by that time, but he's anxious to go out to get his 30 bucks. And Jesus says, if you decide to do it quickly. It's not that Jesus doesn't love Judas. Jesus loved Judas the same way as he loved Peter. Jesus expect nothing but love. You know, before he left the world, he asked Peter, do you love me for 3 times? By the time Jesus was in the house of the high priest, Jesus was expecting to see one last time Judas, hoping the eye contact can change his mind, change his heart. But unfortunately, Judas didn't have the courage to look at Jesus. He slipped out and hanged himself out of despair. Where there's no love, anything can happen in us. So create this love for Jesus day by day. Don't worry, where are you now? Jesus doesn't care what you have been. Jesus cares just today. He called you by name. Just what he called all his disciples, Peter, John, stay with me. That's all. I wish each one of us today start a new life. Life in Jesus, with Jesus, and everything for Jesus. Only life in Jesus that we can have peace, true joy, and hope. That's more important for life.